Thanks, Nicholas, for filling in some of the bigger numbers on those market value issues. Look, I'm a keen investor in every listed Macquarie vehicle in Australia, so I've felt plenty of pain on the Macquarie Fortress and Macquarie DDR, which are both now sub-20-cent shares. And I suspect, though, in terms of write-downs, where Macquarie's got a big stake, the only other material one is probably Macquarie Communications Infrastructure Group, so can Greg pass forward the figure on that? We're at $250 million gross. I'm looking for a macro figure for all our listed funds. Just put all those figures together, including the rats and mice. Now, Nicholas said that he didn't think that it would be a material factor on the profit in terms of the swing value of the swing rate on these valuations in the listed funds. I was at the Macquarie Airport's AGM a few weeks ago, where Chairman Maxmore Wilton, I thought quite brazenly, declared that he felt that he could sell Sydney Airport for significantly more than book value. Now, book value is $11.5 billion, and Nicholas drove the deal, brilliant, bought it for $5.6 billion. We now have it on the books. Macquarie Airport's at $11.5 billion. It's carrying about $0.5 billion of debt. So I'd simply say to you, and you've made a number of comments today, that the infrastructure market is very strong. And if the chairman of Macquarie Airport thinks we can sell it for more than $12 billion, my comment is, go ahead and make our day. Sell Sydney Airport for $12 billion, do a capital return, and I promise you, Nicholas, you'll be booking hundreds of millions of dollars of extra profit, and you won't be talking about it being increasingly difficult to match last year's $1.8 billion. If you sell Sydney Airport for $12 billion before September 30 and return the capital, we will make hundreds of millions of dollars, and you'll make a great profit, and everyone else will get a bigger bonus. So this is where I'm simply saying, I'm asking about the integrity of the valuation. If you really think that, if the market says MAP's worth $250 and you really believe Sydney Airport's worth $12 billion, I want to hear you both say today, I think it's worth more than book value, like the chairman of Macquarie Airports, and if that's the case, why aren't you selling it?
Well, thank you, Stephen, for that excellent idea. We'll take away and do some work on that. In terms of the impact of the listed funds, just filling out the story, Greg advises me that MCG, actually, there is no loss below book value with respect to MCG. So the value we have of MCG versus market means that we wouldn't even be contemplating any suggestion of a write-down. Just the other point in terms of whether these write-downs would be material or not. If I did say material, they would be immaterial is probably not what I meant. What I was, I think, responding to you was your suggestion that this would be the single biggest item to impact upon our results for the year. And just the obvious point, obviously, we have a very diverse business operating in all around the world, and this would be, if we were looking at any form of write-down, it could have an impact. But the point I was making is it wouldn't be the biggest impact on our results for the year. Much bigger impact will come from issues like how the global equity markets are trading, how the global debt markets are trading for the rest of the year.